N4MFW.
Gosh, it's been a long time since seeing you. Anyway, I hope you're doing okay.
Been doing a lot of traveling. This past month, I spent more time in the camper than I did at home. Went up to Tennessee, and then went over to Kentucky and toured around. So this month isn't quite as bad, but I'm going to be gone a couple of times this month.
I guess that's a good thing. I mean, I assume you're doing things that you enjoy, over.
Things that we hadn't been to or seen, and had a great time. Took a lot of pictures.
So where'd you go?
We went up to Kentucky. We toured the creation and the art. And two, three other little things up there. That was something they were seeing. That vessel up there is a pretty good sized vessel.
Said something pretty good size. What was that?
Was pretty good size. It's a big boat when you go see the Ark.
Okay. Well, that sounds interesting. I of course I've heard of the Ark, but not in Kentucky, over.
They had that thing planned out real well, how to put all the animals in, and eight people kept up with that whole boat. And I'm here to tell you now, they had it's a creation, sure enough, how they got rid of the smell and captured water.
So I assume this is, somehow they did biblical research and came up with all this?
It started years ago. Somebody had this idea, you know, how big is a cubic?
Yep. I remember in the Bible, a lot of times they talk about so many cubics by so many cubics. I guess it's like an inch. It's all relative. You didn't know what an inch was relative to something else. You wouldn't know what an inch was. It's just like cubics. I remember one time I saw somebody gave the dimensions relative to like meters and feet. That sounds interesting. I hadn't heard of it.
You need to take a little vacation time, you and your wife, go up there and tour that. And that's, you also need to go see the creation, because need to see it first, because the it and the art kind of all tie together.
Run by the same organization.
Because a lot of the videos between the two talk about each other.
That's good. Well, I'm glad you had a good time. So, about where in Kentucky is that?
You're real scratchy for some reason down there where you're at.
Yeah, I'm at the clock in Simpsonville. It doesn't matter whether I'm in this vehicle or the other. It's a bad spot to this repair.
There's something between the two. Yeah. And I was going through a hole back there in my neighborhood coming out of it before I get to the top of the hill.
Yeah, I just got out of my water exercise class. That always makes me feel better. It's a lot of stretching. I'm not going to bulk up with muscles from it, but sure does make my shoulders and everything else feel better. I'm getting ready to pull in here to CVS. I got to get some meds for Elaine, and then I'm going to go to lunch. So you went to Kentucky, then Tennessee. What did you see in Tennessee?
Pigeon Forge up there. We camp out up there. And the grandkids and daughter-in-law, she had bought a new camper. So it was her first experience pulling it out on the main road. She pulled it around my neighborhood for a while, but her great experience going up 26 and all that narrow road and trying to learn how to back it in to the campsite. Once you got all that in and all hooked up, then for a week up there, we went to all different little shows and things for the grandkids.
Oh, yeah. Well, I didn't go this year, but I go to the, in the past, I guess been probably five times at least, been to the W4DXCC convention, and I always enjoy that in Pigeon Forge. It's a lot of fun. I'm going to pull up through the window here. I'm probably going to get real scratchy, so I'll give you a call in a few minutes if you're still around, N4IQ.
I'll talk to you here in a minute and tell you something. N4MFW.
Doctor's office, and she got out of hers a little while ago, and we're meeting up at the house and going to take some friends of ours out to lunch. They're both veterans, so we're taking them out for a little Veterans Day lunch.
Nice of you to do that. I wanted to let you and Bree know that my wife said thank you very much for that mug, and so did Ashley. They both said thank you.
We definitely appreciated your help, you know, with Marie, you know, getting that DMR going.
You're quite welcome, sir. I love doing it. I don't know if you heard me, David. I've been helping a gentleman from Charleston. He's like 83 years old. He's 20 years older than I am. And come to find out, him and I have a lot of interest in Civil Air Patrol and the old Collins radios and planes and stuff like that. So I've been helping him, but we had some problems roadblocking, running into his computer, getting the software on it for some reason. And so he is he's drop shipping his radio to me. I should have it here today. And then once I get that, I'll fix it or load it and send it right back to him and so forth like that. So that's what I've been busy doing this week.
There's a lot of people need help with the DMR. It's a little bit different animal.
Three things that you have to remember. You have to make sure that you have the talk group ID in there that you want in there. Then you have to create the channel. And then you have to put those channels in a zone that you want to use before you write it to the radio. Because if you don't, they won't show up in the radio.
Well, I better get to watching the traffic. I'm in downtown Anderson, and it's kind of busy. So you have a good day, and I'll talk to you a little later. KF4NXY, I'm clear on your final.
All right, David. Thank you very much again, and we'll talk with you later on, sir. KA3JCA.